Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Blue Madonna, A Billy Boyle World War II Mystery by James R. Benn. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. For Debbie. Being everything which now thou art, be nothing which thou art not. Edgar Allan Poe. It is just as sentimental to pretend that war does not have its monstrous ugliness as it is to deny that it has its own strange and fatal beauty. Professor Bernard McGregor Walter Knox, former Jedburgh, Team Giles. The Life That I Have. The life that I have is all that I have. And the life that I have is yours. The love that I have of the life that I have is yours and yours and yours. A sleep I shall have, a rest I shall have, yet death will be but a pause. For the peace of my years in the long green grass will be yours and yours and yours. Leo Marx, Special Operations Executive Cryptographer. Part 1. England, May 30th, 1944. Chapter 1. It was a nice day for a drive. Late May, but warm and sunny, which you couldn't always count on in England. We sped past fields of ripening grain, sheep grazing on hillsides, and low rolling hills, each topped with its own sunlit copse of trees. Small villages with quaint names like Lower Slaughter, Burton on the Water, Knot Grove, and Seven Hampton disappeared behind us as we neared Cheltenham. It would have been nicer without the handcuffs. And if my companions hadn't been military police, big, silent MPs, both sergeants, both tight-lipped, both armed. Unlike me. I'm a captain. I like to chew the fat. And I'd been relieved of my pistol. That left us with nothing in common except for our destination. The services of supply base on the outskirts of Cheltenham, a little corner of Gloucestershire that controlled all of Uncle Sam's stockpiles of food, ammunition, fuel, and whatever else American forces needed to fight this war. Which was more than you could imagine. SOS reported to Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force, SHAFE, which was where I worked. Not that my flaming sword shoulder patch had impressed the MPs, far as I could tell. In addition to running the supply chain, SOS was responsible for judicial services. The commanding general, John C.H. Lee, had been nicknamed Courthouse in some quarters for his initials and his attitude, which had me more worried than the handcuffs. The MP in the back seat had the key and would probably want his cuffs back when we got to the base. Courthouse Lee also ran the stockade, the kind of place where they tossed you in and forgot you. "Either of you guys cops before the war?" I asked, trying one last time to start a conversation. "I was." Silence. "Boston PD?" I continued, turning to catch the eye of the MP behind me. "Made detective right before Pearl Harbor. My dad's a homicide detective. It's kind of a family business." No response. The jeep crested a hill, the winding road leading into a valley dotted with Quonset huts, tents, and swarming vehicles. "That's it," the MP said, tapping the shoulder of the driver and ignoring me. We pulled up to a gate where more MPs inspected the driver's paperwork. They gave me the once-over. Lots of enlisted men got brought in sporting cuffs, but damn few captains in their Class A uniform did. I was a curiosity. "What did he do?" a sentry asked the guy in the back seat, nodding in my direction. "Open the goddamn gate," was the only answer he got. I felt a little better knowing that my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?